Chapter 2. The Bubblegum Kings. Imagine this scenario. Every night you perform in front of thousands of goo-goo-eyed girls, all panting for your attention. You are the lead singer in the first Spanish-language teen band to enjoy true crossover success in America. All eyes are upon you every night as you whirl and croon before an adoring audience. During your first month with the band, you play 10 sold-out shows for 200,000 fans at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. After the shows, you are whisked away in a limo back to the hotel. With visions of the Beatles in your head, you push your way through a mob of fans outside your hotel, some screaming your name, some seeking an autograph, others just wanting a glimpse of your face. As you tour internationally, the world is your playground. You never have to pay for a meal, and everything in your life is taken care of. There are no chores, no sharing your room with a sibling, no part-time job at McDonald's to help make ends meet. Your hotel room is your school. Every day you enjoy new and exciting things, giving interviews, recording in studios, and appearing on television. If you should ever get lonely, you can pore over mounds of fan letters, and fans are always waiting outside your door if you should choose to meet them. One more thing. You are only 13 years old. Such was the life for young Ricky Martin as a member of Menudo. In commenting about this period with the band, he said that it was like Disneyland. Long before Ricky Martin was a solo international pop star, he was part of another incredible pop phenomenon, the band Menudo. In Spanish, the name means small, but the success of the band was anything but small. Menudo was a hugely successful boy band that was originally formed in 1977 and which exists to this day. Over the course of Ricky's 5 years in Menudo, the band visited Japan, Guam, Spain, Brazil, singing in Portuguese, the Philippines, singing in English, and Latin America, singing in Spanish. At the height of Menudo's fame, the band had its own Saturday morning television show, starred in a feature film, and even sold its own dolls in toy stores. In an appropriately quirky career...